closed meeting. Okay, we're now in a closed, we're in a now closed session for the Powder Mountain Water Sewer Improvement District on this September 18th meeting. Go ahead. Who's running, who, the closed meeting is gonna be?
Well, I guess there's a couple of things that we need to talk about. One, possibly about Gary, I guess, if, yes. And what he's planning on doing, and if we want to report any more on what you're about to do with Mr.
Gary, it seems like he wants to go first.
So. I just want to make sure I'm eligible to be here. So I sold my house, it just recorded a few minutes ago. So do I have to resign like right now, or can I stay through the meeting?
Yeah, I think, doesn't the law say that they stay until the new one's duly qualified? Yeah. I think
oh, really?
Term.
Yeah. Oh, man, what have I been worried about? I second all your motions for now.
So, that's great to know that. So,
do we technically... Go ahead.
Why are we waiting until closed session to clarify an issue of this import?
Because I was still, until my house recorded, I am still well eligible to participate.
Is it funded yet?
How do you know that based on what we're finding out now, Gary?
Because up until it recorded, it's as if I'm a resident of the district.
Well, you're actually eligible, apparently, until we find somebody else.
Yeah. But regardless of that, until my house is somebody else's, I'm still the same as I was a week ago or a year ago. That's what Carrie and I discussed, and I think that's certainly seems reasonable.
What we can do under the circumstances is we can post for a vacancy, and then I'll accept a letter of resignation at that time based on your current thing. I've enjoyed serving with you, so I kind of hate to see you go, but until we get an eligible candidate, 2022 sounds like a good year.
All right, that's fine with me.
All right,
happy to help.
Under the circumstances now, Blake, go ahead.
Okay, so having addressed that issue, I'm going to turn to Mr. James. We've talked a lot about him, and we have now set a meeting with Rosemary Cunduff, who is the records ombudsman, and we also have the archivist, the state archivist, Ken Williams, is going to be at this meeting, as well as a member of the Attorney General's office that advises both the archives and the records committee. We are going to get them on board. They wanted a copy of the contract that Mr. James had signed with the district. I just was handed that by Carrie just a minute ago. And so we're going to, Carrie and I and Roy are going to meet with them on the 26th at 11 a.m.
Right on.
Cool. And this guy's still not caving.
I'm so tired of this.
I mean, wouldn't, if I were invited to a meeting with the Attorney General and the State Archivist.
He has not been invited.
Oh, he doesn't know about it.
What we are going to do is give them the information, ammunition, so that we can basically turn them loose. And he will either cave to them, uh-huh, or else they can actually pursue him. The Attorney General's office will pursue him, so we don't have to incur the expense.
Okay, gotcha.
You don't want to get a letter from the Attorney General's office.
Yeah, it's a bad day, as I'm telling you.
Comes with a $100,000 day fine. And,
yeah. I also just got handed here. So I've got the letter to hand to Chris Crockett. I'll walk down there and hand that to him, along with the petition application, so that they can review that and we can get that certified by the 21st.
That, now you're speaking back on your item E on our agenda.
I just wanted to make sure you were aware that we were taking care of that.
Thank you very much. So going back to this with Mr. James, are there any questions on item number H? Is a discussion about moving forward with Mr. James. Mr. Hamilton's following our direction from a previous meeting to go ahead and move forward. Are there any questions, Mr. Hamilton, before they meet with all these other parties on the 26th of, or 28th, 26th of September, 11 a.m.? None being heard? Terrific. There's no action then for us to take. I'll entertain a motion to reconvene a public meeting.
Motion to reconvene a public meeting.
That's a motion, and is there a second? Have a second by by Trustee Erday.
It's a lie.
Welcome back. It's great. For the, now, Carrie, you need to do the recorder.